The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
Your intro. I'm sorry, but it's your intro. Okay. You are supposed to at least say hi.
This is from the guy who just said the intros are just fake anyways. Just right, two dudes sitting in Discord watching each other, waiting for the signal to go.
Well, here we are then. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and everything in between to whoever's listening to this. Welcome, Jesus.
Welcome to Lilong Malawi, episode 7 of Globally Local FM.
Jesus, all right. Yeah. I was thinking of starting a new email address. How about that for a topic?
That is so thrilling to hear. Holy shit. I think the unwashed masses are on their way to like lose their minds.
Yeah. But it's like not even to like it's just to sit on. If that makes any sense.
What
if I just create an email like fucking waterbottle2@gmail.com? And then that's it.
It's not for this podcast, just an email. That's the whole topic.
I just thought it might be funny to like, what if there's like a guy called Waterbottle and he wants a new email? and Waterbottle 1 is taken. That is part of the premise as well.
You can't say shit like that when I'm drinking my breakfast Coke. Okay. What if there's a guy out there named Waterbottle?
Yeah. Crazier things have happened, you know.
Well, if we are sharing such ravishing news, I can tell you that I have started taking fiber husks.
What the heck is that?
It's fiber vitamins, but whatever reason, they just named them husks. 500 milligrams of fiber. So I'm sturdy, right. Like a plant.
So that makes 5 grams. 500 milligrams is 5 grams?
It's
half a gram?
This is sure. Yeah. Sid, edit this the fuck out as we look up how much. How many milligrams is in that gram? Wait. 500 mg to G. It's 0.5 grams.
Yeah, okay. 0.5, yeah.
How did we not know this?
Right, this, like, at work, like, I think 2 days ago at work, we were looking at the same fucking thing. Like, we measure stuff in kiloliters, right? And it was like, so what's this number on the dial? How much does that stand for in units? And we were discussing it for, like, half an hour for some reason.
No, but it is a thing. Like, the most stupid of things, I remember when, literally, like, for people out there who don't know, I am a holder of Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering, right? But when doing my lab work or any assignments, I swear to God, the amount of times that my Google search has seen some shit like, fucking millimeters to meters or kilometers to meters is like abhorrent.
Well, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry is what I've always
said. Yeah, exactly, because it's that intrusive thing where it's like, technically I know that 10 to the power of 10 minus 3 is like milli something, but just to be sure in my calculator, I will write 0.0001.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to take any risks in the test, you know what I mean? I'm not out here trying to, like, pick luck against God.
I think that's fair enough, to be honest. I used to do the same as well back when I used to use my calculator.
Because they also know that in this uni, they freaking fail you for 0.1 onto the left to the right.
That changes your answer by tenfold, right? So I think that's a very valid thing to do.
What is a tenfold? When we're talking about power and electricity, Henry.
Isn't that still applicable for electricity power?
But do you either have a 9-volt battery or a 90-volt battery? What's the difference?
The duality of batteries, truly.
It is duality. It's plus and minus. How did you know?
All right, Rudy. You reckon it's time to get into the news? Perhaps?
Yeah. So, it is the news segment. Just before that, if you didn't understand where we are today, because I said it in a ghost voice, we are in Lilongwe, Malawi for episode 7. So, buckle up and hear some news.
Well, I wanted to start off with, what do you know about Malawi, Rudy?
Not much. I will say, I kind of hope that you have some kind of like small intro segment here for that, because I know almost nothing.
Well, I don't know much about it either.
Lovely, on to the news.
It's just a country that you don't hear that much from, I would say.
Yeah,
it's indeed. Rather small, but also surprisingly big at the same time. Yeah, I don't know. Let's get into it, and I think we'll find out what Malawi has to say for itself. How about that?
Just quickly describe where Malawi is, because it's one of those places, as you already said, it's not often you hear about it. So for people who are not that savant as you are in geography.
All right. It's a country in Africa on the south side, nestled between Mozambique, Zambia, and Tanzania. And if you at that point don't know yet where it is, then I really suggest that you look at a world map. You fucking loser, you. Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is where I take my stand.
That's fair.
Oh, it's basically a pretty small country near the Great African Lakes. Pretty scenic, I'll say, from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll tell you what they have to say for themselves. Ex-convict arrested for pretending to be a money multiplier.
Wait, what?
How about that? So, a 28-year-old was arrested for pretending to be a money-multiplying witch doctor.
Henry, people just remember that this is the first topic. And when me and Henry are preparing for this, we don't know like what stories we each find. You just set the scene for the perfect, like, episode. Go on.
Oh, yeah? All right, I'll be interested to hear where that goes then. So, he was duping a couple of people, and here's where it gets pretty interesting. He made a promise to one of his victims to increase their money by, like, 15-fold, right? But then, when the perpetrator told the victim, you have to grab soil from a fresh grave in order for this to work, the victim was like, wait a second. That doesn't add up here. Soil from a fresh grave? I don't think so. And that's when the authorities were called, and then he was indeed arrested.
What the fuck? Who out here? Who out here grabbing fresh soil from a grave?
I think really funny. It's like, you believe him, like, he says, oh yeah, I'll make your money, like, I'll multiply by 15. Like, yeah, all right. But fresh soil from a grave? I smell some trickery afoot here suddenly. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I thought that the big magic book that you have in front of you and the cauldron in the back, that's as far as it goes. But the fresh soil from a grave? I'm sorry, buddy. And the perpetrator actually was like, go to that specific grave where we just buried the fucking last billionaire of the city. Just grab a fresh soil because he's buried in dollars.
Yeah, I wonder, what was it for? Was he, like, trying to buy time? I guess the way I saw it is, it's like, okay, now you go grab soil from the grave, and in the meantime, he makes off with the original money amount, I guess.
Maybe the second step would have been eat it, so then he would have been like, wait a minute, something doesn't add up here.
Well, Rudy, end result, he gets caught, taken in by the police, and unfortunately, he's admitted he is not indeed a money-multiplying witch doctor.
Fuck, man. I was already kind of looking up his address.
We're this close to riches, you know?
We're this close. It's the same as, like, finding cure for cancer. Somewhere out there, we'll, like, make the next Philosopher's Stone or become the next witch doctor. Somebody out there will unlock these secrets. Now, just imagine this fucking guy is, like, shady as fuck, but the guy still goes to his, like, bungalow or some shit, goes into the door, and just like from Frog and the Princess, or Princess and the Frog, you know the Disney cartoon?
Yeah.
Where is that sleazy voodoo master? Who's there like, oh yeah, come into my parlor. There's nothing wrong will happen. You just get all the money and all the fame in the world. I don't remember where the precipice was, right? But you can clearly see the guy is evil. And the fucking prince that just goes, oh yeah, let's go. Get my blood.
Well, sometimes that's just the way it's gotta be, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe just style choice.
Then let's hear that brilliant transition of yours that you are lining up.
Well, my next topic, or rather news story, has the title of A Wizard from Downtown.
Okay.
Wait a second, I'm dying. Oh, God!
The wizard has got him. It's over. He's getting caught.
No, actually, I'm back. Anyways, and this is the thing. So, Good News Ministries leader, Prophet P. Gondwe, welcomed Prophet Magaya from Zimbabwe for a two-day conference on the 6th and 7th of July. This spiritual visit aims to focus on leadership teachings and mentoring leaders into becoming the best at their leadership ability. What do you think of that? The wizards, they're exchanging knowledge. They're the next world leaders, the Illuminati, that's where they at.
You know, when they say, I'm doing political studies, isn't it? It's just this shit. You're just listening to two wizards chat about how to lead better. That's all you're doing.
Lord of the Rings Gandalf looking ass. And now, cast it into the fire, Frodo. Cast it into the fire. Sir, there's a war going on.
I just imagine you're like in a lecture hall, getting ready for some lessons, and just some guy in a robe comes walking in.
With a huge stick. Now, the best part about this that I liked is the only thing that you had to bring to this convention is a mere 100,000 Malawi kwachas, which is about like $50, because that's right. God's truth does not come cheap, peasants.
That's right. You know, you just gotta pay a little bit. You gotta pay up a bit if you want to get into the inside scoop. You know, it's just something you cannot avoid.
You gotta pay up a bit. This is the same as the dividend system in medieval ages, where it's like, you could kill the whole town, go to the church, pay a bit, you are absolved from your sins. God forgives.
I think that's very fair, to be honest.
I think back then God was on his like capitalist arc.
He just wanted money so badly. He was like, "Yeah, anything you do, you just give me some money, and we're back to being good."
I just imagine medieval ages, like the whole precipice of how it looks. Like you all know, the sort of like muddy roads, towns, medieval castles, and out there. Of their god with like black shaders.
Hey up, bitches! Smoke weed every day, did it up there,
and just like just banking dollars rain. Apple bottom jeans and them boots with the fur with the cold club looking at her.
I've got a bit of a shorter one. As my second news piece, and it's mainly one detail in the story that I find pretty fun. Well, first of all, the nickname that they gave him, iPhone Boy, has been arrested.
I believe it's actually iPhone Daddy, Henry.
Is it?
It is. I know exactly what you're gonna fuck.
Well, was arrested for trying to scam people, right?
Yes. Yes.
Into buying an iPhone, but in reality, he just takes the money.
Yeah,
a lot of
yeah.
Scamming. I like, we got a couple scamming practices, Danny. You know, it's good. I also read another one about some hacker. Anyway, I didn't write that one down, but what I liked about this story is that our little iPhone man, as he is a little criminal of himself, is called innocent, you know. The perfect cover-up. That's the one you never suspect.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
man called innocent.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I also like that part. But I also, why I wrote down the story is because the headline was written so perfectly that I could not put this story in. And this is from the website that I found it, verbatim. From TikTok fame to court shame, iPhone daddy faces theft charges.
That's good. See, that's what I call journalism. Yeah, you just put in a fresh rhyme, and that's it. That's all you got to do. The rest is just facts. There you go.
Well-known TikTok content creator Innocent Sengimana, allegedly swindling millions of kwacha from numerous individuals under the false promise of supplying them with original iPhones. But like, is that big of a problem there? Like, can't they go and buy iPhones there? Are they not just not supplied?
I wouldn't call it a problem, but I reckon it's probably just iPhones are probably like an extreme luxury good.
Also, have you heard, by the way, that police spokesperson has confirmed to us that Sengimana has been on the run for several weeks after the news of his impending arrest surfaced? My guy out there running back to the wizard circles. They haven't found him yet. This is the Hobbit journey. Wait, we're reading about a Hobbit journey, IRL! Except swindlers, I guess, but...
He was using his swindled money to try to pay the entrance fee to the Wizards Conference to get to safety.
Instead of the... What was it, like... 3 rings given to the elves, 5 to the dwarves, and 7 to the humans, and 1 ring to rule them all. It was gonna be, like, 15 iPhones to the wizards. By the way, have you heard about the gnomes versus night war?
No. What?
Talking about TikTok specifically on Instagram. This is the most ridiculous stuff. I knew you kind of wouldn't, so I just, this is more of a rhetorical question, but you'll be happy to know that as many stupid things, something recently kind of blew up on, I believe, TikTok and then made its way to Instagram, as anything these days does. But the precipice is a guy dressing up as a small gnome, like a small dwarf, just like goose walking, put on like a drape, a hat, and a beard, and walked around with a stick, and just basically went into like supermarkets and just like fucked about. And then just tried to run out of it. Like, he goes in, and the people, like, the guards are starting to, like, yo, what the fuck are you doing here? Get the fuck out. And then he, like, runs out. And he's also with this, like, whimsical music, right? That blew up where somebody was, like, I think that's how it started. Like, somebody dressed up as a knight and was, like, on my way to search for this gnome and eradicate him. Or something like that. And then it blew up into this whole thing where it's, like... You either are the side of gnomes or knights, and this is like a full-on war. And now you see TikToks where it's like, the wizards have come together to decide which side to take. The knights have found the gnomes' hideout and are on their way to this, like, to this erratic. And it's like, people are taking this, like, out of context so big now that it's a trend. And it's pretty funny, I'm not gonna lie. Also out here for the fellow gnomes. Fuck you, knights.
All right, well...
Because the wizard sided with knights.
I don't think I care for either for the. If I had to choose, I would not side with gnomes because I think gnomes are kind of stupid and dumb. So
I saw a dragon who sided with gnomes, so we out here.
Well, fuck the dragon as well then, I guess. You know?
Oh, wouldn't you
we
like
out
to.
Here with the knights? Excuse
Roll
you.
A d20 for charisma check.
If I had my dice at the ready, I would have.
Right, do you have any other stories?
I got one other one, and this was more... This is not really a story, but it's just a little funny anecdote, I guess. And it was Malawians trekking to Falombe to try to experience the sweeter things in life. Did you read about this perchance?
No.
All right, so this is just a real quick story, and it sparked a lot of memes down in Malawi, so here we go. Insight into meme culture. A man died in Falombe after having sex with, well, a sex worker. The official report states it was death by excessive orgasm.
What a way to go. Me in Italy in a week.
Yeah, well, the memes that they made were basically along that. That it was just like jokes about people going to Falombe to experience, you know,
the it's
best
the road
things
to heaven,
life,
you
basically.
Might say.
Yeah, there you go. Out there seeking the sweeter things in life.
How old was the man?
I'm not sure.
I mean, must have been on the older side, right?
Probably. Because yeah. I think the real answer is probably that he was like on some type of Viagra shit and then together, you know, probably killed his ass, which would make a lot of sense.
Well, on that lovely note then. Ad? Okay.
Viagra?
Right. On my way, fucking hell. I was about to say on my way to look up Google Maps how to do the same trick, but yeah, okay, fuck it. People, ad. Listen to ad.
Does this situation ring a bell with you? I want to go on a good old walk today, but my shoelaces are tied too tightly, causing the blood to stop flowing to my feet properly, and now I can barely even stand up. Well, luckily, I can't relate to that, and neither can you probably, because this is not even a real situation. Hell, this isn't even a real ad. This is a cry for help to you, Granddad. It's 2082. You need to take your pills to stop deluding yourself that you're listening to some weird-ass radio show recorded in 2024. You have to wake up, Granddad.
And we are back.
Oh, I'm so glad it's 2082 and not that nonsense that that ad was saying. It's so great nowadays.
How are you feeling, Granddad?
Where am I?
This is perhaps foreshadowing something in 82.
Yeah. This is the real long con.
If something with grandpas happened in 2082, people, get this up from the archives. Unearth us and tell us that we called it. Because we most probably... Who are we kidding? We won't be there. We will not be there alive at 82.
Well, Rudy, is there anything you would want to say to the people of 2082?
Yes. If you survived that far... First of all, good on you. You probably fixed climate change or at least like slowed it down to the point where you can still have time. If you fucked more with cherry coke, I'm sorry. Because you keep like lowering the sugar levels in it. People, just let me have my cancer. Just let me. Like, what's the point?
I like that.
And if it in 2082, cherry coke is just literally... a cherry drink with no sugars, no nothing in it, then I will just tell you people out there in the future, we had it better here. Yeah, I know I sound like a boomer, but we had it better here. Anyways, on to the weather news.
All right, let's hear it. It's raining cherries, I heard.
Oh yeah, surely. And for the weather, Henry, you didn't guess it. Yeah, you all out there probably thought that it'd be super hot. No man's land, with temperatures rising above the minimum water boiling point. And to that point, Malawians laugh at you as they are sipping their gin and tonics and enjoying the gentle 25 Celsius average daytime temperature for the rest of the July. The numbers are never expected to go above 30 degrees Celsius and will not drop lower than 22 degrees Celsius. But if you do happen to be a bit of a crybaby, don't worry. Because you can cool off at night with the average temperature that does not drop below a mere 7 degrees Celsius. The only unfortunate thing is that no matter how much you've paid, the prophets did not seem to bless rains down in Africa this time, as there is not a single drop predicted for the whole month of July and August. Okay, there is like one day, the 27th of August, but I wouldn't put my money on that if I were you.
All right. Cheers to that, then. All right, well, then I guess it's time to keep an eye out, as the kids say. So, everybody, close your eyes. Even if you're driving, don't forget, it's time to cause an accident. All right, so close your eyes and picture the following. As you walk outside or around, many people seem to greet you. There's an easygoing vibe. Despite the city being much larger than it seems. You continue walking and enjoy the nature. However, you haven't even left the city yet. In fact, you're smack dab in the middle of it. On another day, you're out at the Great Lake Malawi, and on a different day again, you're out in the forests and jungles of Malawi, enjoying the vast variety that it has to offer to you. And before you know it, you get whacked over the head by a monkey and you're dead. So if any of that sounds good to you, then I think Malawi can be your next destination.
Last thing you hear before you open your eyes. Ooh, ooh, ah!
There you go, Rudy. That's it.
Lovely.
That's what you
I think I'd like to experience something
for.
Like that on my way to book my tickets.
Sounds good.
Right, local businesses. Let's go.
Okay. You want to start then?
Oh, sure. For my local business, I gave out a shout out to Casa Kitchen, located in Area 10. And by the way, I looked this up because Henry, maybe you can explain. But the city has been divided into areas that do not make any sense to me. Like, for example, Area 20 borders with Area 42 and Area 10.
Yeah, I reckon it's just the order in which they named them for some weird reason. I don't know. I thought the same, but I didn't look into it.
Well, anyhow, why did I choose this Casa Kitchen in particular? Because it's funny, since Casa in Latvian means goat, and goat in English stands for the greatest of all time. So in other words, this must be a good place to eat if they name themselves so boldly.
Uh-huh. Well, good to hear. sounds like a good recommendation. My recommendation is that you visit the Lilongwe Wildlife Center.
Which is right la.
It's what I was describing in my earlier segment as well. You're right in the middle of the city, in the wildlife center, in a lot of nature, running around, seeing some animals, and all of that for just the cheap price of €5 a day, I believe. Or it was three, maybe even.
Wow, I would like to see that. That honestly sounds so good.
Yeah, looks pretty cool.
I would really like to see that.
And that brings us to our local radio station.
Yes,
and
it
this
does.
Time I'll go first, so I can undercut you, hopefully. My radio recommendation is the Times Radio. I listened to it, had some pretty funky tunes, and most importantly, some songs that sounded like it could be the backing track to like a travel vlog. So if you're going to Malawi and you need like music for your travel vlog, you can just put on the radio and there you go. You're all set.
Fair enough. Well, for me, I never found where to listen to it, but I know it exists. So I gotta give it to these guys because, Henry, I found them. If you remember, when we originally were thinking about what to name our podcast, like this same podcast, we had a lot of variations, and some were very generic and nondescript, so we just assumed that someone would have it, you know, already taken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's out for us. We were right. Because for today's local radio, I am giving a shout out to Vibe Radio Malawi, where you can tune in to listen to some African hip hop, reggae, and R&B. But I didn't unearth the archives, but I'm pretty sure Vibe Radio is something that we at some point in any shape or form did, like, discussed.
Well, it sounds nondescript enough for it to have come up.
No. So, good on us, because we were right.
Yeah, of course. We're always right. I mean, come on. It's us.
So based. Actually, people, you want to triple your money? You want a new iPhone? Or you don't know how to lead a country and you want some leadership advice? Listen to us. Call us. Actually, write to me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000. Or perhaps, which by the way, we have to set up because we've been advertising something that's not there on Spotify. You cannot comment under our episodes.
Okay.
We will add
done,
this, but... we will add this, I promise, we'll fix it, but we will add this. Anyways, find us and we'll give you leadership advice. Or go to Africa to find Henry's oil rigs, because he's sure to be around there somewhere.
Yep, or alternatively, if you want to contact me, please spray paint a random wall somewhere and just hope to God that I pass by at some point.
Oh yeah, that's also a good one. Right. And just remember... that this was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah Production.
How could we forget?
Indeed.
How could I forget?
Also, check out, we have some new faces under our production. If you go on Twitch and look up Colossal Pengu, you might have some fun along the way of watching him play some games or doing some cooking streams once in a while, apparently.
There you go. The real content.
Indeed.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Rudy. And then we'll see you guys next week in...
I forgot. I honestly forgot.
In Yara Nauru, I believe. And if that's wrong, then we'll edit it out and replace it with something else.
You just made me so scared. You just pointed at me and I was like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Henry, don't do it!
All right. See you, everybody.